Learning English helps me to pick up a side gig and make ends meet.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia.
Do you maybe feel like you aren't earning enough? A lot of my friends are feeling like that, and they're looking for ways to earn some extra money, so I thought it would be useful to learn how to talk about it. Hi, I'm Josipa, and in this episode, we are practicing everyday English you can use to talk when you are working on the side. If you're working on the side, you are doing a small job or activity you do outside your main job to earn extra money. It could be anything from driving people around to selling something online or even turning a hobby into a bit of extra cash. By the way, if anyone needs a dog sitter, let me know because I'm available. Anyway, let's join Alan and Claire. They've just finished work and are walking down the street together. Claire notices Alan has gone quiet. He looks like he is thinking about something.
I might do some work on the side. This job isn't cutting it.
Tell me about it. I've picked up a side gig recently.
Is it hard to juggle everything? I've already got so much on my plate.
Yeah, a bit. I just do it in my spare time. It's not much, but helps make ends meet.
These days, with the cost of living going up, no wonder that so many people are looking for ways to earn extra income. Extra income is additional money you earn on top of your main income or salary. Let's see what other useful phrases we can practice. First, Alan said,
I might do some work on the side.
So, as we already heard, when you say that you have some work on the side, you have another small job to earn extra income that is different from your main employment. For example,
I do a bit of graphic design work on the side.
You could also say,
I might take a side hustle.
To take on a side hustle is to start doing extra work outside your main job to earn more money. Hustle means to work hard and move quickly to get something done. It can also mean trying hard to make money or succeed, often with energy and effort. For example, you could say,
I've taken on a side hustle doing freelance design.
If you're doing freelance work, you are earning money by working for yourself and doing jobs for different people or companies. Alan also said,
my main job just isn't cutting it.
If something isn't cutting it, it is not enough or not good enough for what you need. In this case, Alan's job isn't giving him enough money. You can use this phrase in other situations too. For example,
the old phone isn't cutting it anymore. I need a new one.
Next, Claire said,
tell me about it. I've picked up a side gig recently.
Tell me about it. This is a very common informal expression. It means you strongly agree with someone, especially when they are talking about a problem. Claire also said,
I've picked up a side gig recently.
A side gig is another way of saying a job on the side, that is, in addition to your main job. It's a small job you do to earn extra money. And to pick up often means to collect something or someone. But here it means to start doing something. Do you remember what Alan asked Claire? He said,
Is it hard to juggle everything?
To juggle literally means to throw things up in the air and catch them all in a pattern, the way that clowns do in a circus. Here, it means to do and manage several things at the same time. Let's say you go to work every day, and you're also taking care of your small children and managing things at home. You could say,
I'm juggling so much at the moment.
Another way to say the same thing is a phrase Alan used when he said,
I've already got so much on my plate.
If you have a lot on your plate, you have a lot of responsibilities or things to do. You're busy and it can feel a bit difficult to manage at times.
Yeah, a bit. I just do it in my spare time. It's not much, but helps make ends meet.
When Claire says a bit, she's agreeing with Alan and saying that she also is finding things a little difficult to manage. She says it helps her make ends meet. If you can make ends meet, you're having enough money to pay for basic costs like rent, food, bills, and transport. For example, you could say,
I repair cars on weekends. I just do it in my spare time. It's not much, but it helps make ends meet.
Claire also said,
I just do it in my spare time.
Your spare time is the time when you are not working or being busy with other jobs at home or responsibilities. It's your free time, your spare time. Let's say you're getting to know someone a bit better. You could ask,
what do you do in your spare time?
Or if you're planning something with friends, but you're not sure if they're free, you could say,
do you have any spare time this weekend?
And here's a tip for you. We often use in my spare time when talking about hobbies or things we enjoy. In my spare time, I like watching true crime documentaries. And what do you do in your spare time? So, when you're talking about earning extra income, you can use phrases like picking up a side gig or taking on a side hustle or doing something in your spare time to earn money. Now, let's listen to the dialogue once again and then we'll practice.
I might do some work on the side. This job isn't cutting it.
Tell me about it. I've picked up a side gig recently.
Is it hard to juggle everything? I've already got so much on my plate.
Yeah, a bit. I just do it in my spare time. It's not much, but helps make ends meet.
It's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. If something isn't cutting it, it...
If something isn't cutting it, it's not enough or not good enough for what you need.
If you have a lot on your plate, you...
If you have a lot on your plate, you have a lot of responsibilities or things to do.
Now, let's listen and repeat after Alan and Claire.
I've picked up a side gig recently.
I do a bit of graphic design work on the side.
I might take a side hustle.
I just do it in my spare time.
On our website, you can find learning notes and transcripts. We've also created a bonus episode to help you practice speaking in English. You can find all of that on sbs.com.au/learnenglish. I'm Josipa, and thanks for learning English with me. Now go see if your English can earn you a little extra on the side.